Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
It's Film Week on LAist 89.3. I'm Larry Mantle with Oscar nominee Sammy Birch of the Netflix streaming movie May December. Birch is nominated for Best Original Screenplay. It was her first script to sell after growing up in a Hollywood family. May December is directed by Todd Haynes, stars Julianne Moore, Charles Melton, and Natalie Portman. Sammy, it's so good to have you with us today on Film Week.
Oh my God, thank you so much for having me. I'm thrilled.
Congratulations, and you are in heady company in this category.
Yes.
The writers of Past Lives, The Holdovers, Maestro, and Anatomy of a Fall. You're in great company.
Oh, it's an honor to be among them. Absolutely.
Well, May December tells the story of a married couple whose relationship began as a crime and as tabloid fodder. Julianne Moore's character was 36. Melton's was 13. Now in the film, the couple's kids are ready to go off to college, and Natalie Portman arrives as an actor embedding herself with the family so she can portray Moore's character in an upcoming film. Sammy, how did this idea for the plot of May December come to you?
Well, I've the tabloid culture of the 90s is something I really have kind of thought a lot about because I really was inundated with it growing up in West LA at the time of OJ, and that's Monica Lewinsky's was in the neighborhood, and that it's very curious, I think, the whole thing and how it's kind of evolved into this true crime moment that we're having right now, which is escalating day by day, it feels like. So I really wanted to look at something with a bit of distance and breath. And so this idea of looking at a couple like this, who was 20 years into their story, and through an actress, you know, coming to play this role, it kind of fractured it and gave it more room for humor, for investigation, and that was kind of the beginning.
Yeah,
part.
So Portman's character gives you the way in to unsettle this relationship and uncover things about the couple and their kids.
Absolutely. And I think also, you know, right from the beginning, it always felt like this was going to take place right before a high school graduation, this kind of threat of an empty nest, you know, this especially for Joe's character, who's played so beautifully by Charles Melton in the movie, there's a coming of age element to it, I think, and that emotionally really connected me to his character from the beginning.
Were you thinking from the start of this, having a satirical tone, it's a dark comedy in a sense, and was that where you were going from the first writing you did on this?
Definitely. I mean, it's always been a mix. It's always had this sort of dark humor that at a certain point gives way to something really heartbreaking and humane. And I think that mix is what I like as a viewer also.
We're talking with Sammy Birch, who's the Oscar-nominated screenwriter of May December, which is streaming on Netflix. Todd Haynes, the director, and a very impressive cast, Julianne Moore and Natalie Portman. We know what to expect from them, but Charles Melton is a revelation. I was disappointed he wasn't nominated for Best Supporting Actor because the nuance in his performance and his evolution over time in the film is very moving. And I'm wondering, you know, I'm sure you expected for the two women leads, everybody would think they're going to be great. But what was your response seeing Melton performing the character you wrote?
It was such an incredible gift. I mean, I love him so much. He is so talented, so nuanced, so vulnerable. He really put so much into this character, and it was a surprise. I mean, I think we knew from the beginning this role was going to be a discovery, and you know, thankfully Todd Haynes has a history of that, and his casting director Laura Rosenthal is so amazing. So I knew whoever this would be, it would probably be someone I wasn't familiar with, but I couldn't have ever predicted this sort of performance that Charles gave in this movie.
You're also a casting director too, right? You and your husband have cast several films.
Well, I've cast some things, and the two of us have been casting assistants.
Okay.
In local casting.
So assistants. You know what's involved in finding the actors to match the roles. As you mentioned, there's another casting director on this film, but you know, what's your sense of what they were looking for in the portrayal of Joe?
Well, I think that, he's always written as a Korean American actor. And I think that Laura cast a pretty wide net. I saw the last, I don't know, six, like the top six, you know, when it had gotten to that point. But I know many, many people taped an audition for this. And it was a range of actors of, you know, there was a great actor in Canada, I remember, who had seemed like hadn't done anything at all. And, you know, obviously Charles has this TV show, but it's this
Riverdale, yeah.
Riverdale, which is a very different character and tone and world. So it was, you know, it was very exciting.
What was your relationship like working with Todd Haynes? And, you know, I know often with screenwriters, there's almost no interaction once a movie is underway. Did you have much contact with him as it was being shot?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm completely spoiled because Todd is the best. He is as wonderful as anyone could be, and was so generous and so collaborative. And I mean, little on the set, I was ready, of course, at that first phone call to just be like, and here's the file.
Do with it as you will.
See you at the premiere if I'm invited. I mean, I was literally at that point of view, and it wasn't like that at all. He was, it was very much he would give notes and I would turn a new draft, and, you know, we'd talk on the phone. And we met actually in person on set for the first time.
Really?
When I visited, because a lot of this happened when it was still pretty locked down in the pandemic. And, you know, it was like meeting a pen pal is what it felt like. But yeah, I wasn't on set for most of it. I visited for a few days. But I was, you know, it was aware of what was going on.
Did the actors talk with you at all about the screenplay?
Natalie did, because Natalie's a producer on the film, and she actually was the person to get the script to Todd Haynes. So that was such a gift. And the first time I met Todd was with Natalie also. So it was a few hours of talking about the script, and there was such a kinship right from the beginning. I did not meet Julianne or Charles until I was physically on set. And I actually saw Julianne as Gracie first through the monitor as fully. I mean, I just the full body chills of when they're at graduation, of finally seeing this character come to life was.
That had to be such a thrill. But was it also scary, because you've lived with these characters, you know, for the whole time that you're writing it? And there has to be some degree of investment in them. They're your creations. So was that thrill mixed at all with any trepidation?
You know, I have trouble trusting people. And it's been really interesting, the level of these talents. It's like I've found the level where I'm like, I was trusting wholeheartedly. I was so... there was no trepidation, because when you're talking about Todd Haynes, Natalie Portman, Julianne Moore, there need not be.
You could trust.
You know,
yeah.
Could trust. It was amazing and such a gift. And I mean, these are heroes. These are people that I've just worshipped for so many years, of course.
And as you saw their performances, were there aspects of it that you thought, wow, that wasn't something I wrote, but that's very effective what they just did?
Oh, absolutely. Of course, so much. I mean, Julianne had such an impossible role, really, because I think so much of the film orbits around this character being unknowable in her whole heart. Her awareness is not knowable to us or even me. And she had to make that person whole. She was also brilliantly decided to do a lisp. That was not in the script. She really created this person that then Natalie was able to imitate where they had no rehearsals. I mean, there's a lot of meta elements of this film, but
there were no rehearsals for the film.
So they tried to basically schedule it out in order, but there was a very real element of Natalie studying Julianne so then she could play this character later in the film.
I didn't know that. So Todd, clearly, he wanted that
absolutely
to be part of the creative process. We'll come back and continue our conversation with Oscar-nominated screenwriter Sammy Birch, nominated for Best Original Screenplay for the Netflix streaming satire May, December, starring Julianne Moore, Natalie Portman, and Charles Melton. We'll be back on Film Week in just 1 minute.
Support for LAist comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This fascinating exhibition features all four of the Spanish artist's major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. With over 200 prints on view, this exhibition offers insight into the artist's creative process and the full range of his expressive capacity. Now on view. More information at nortonsimon.org.
Imagine if you could charge your electric vehicle at the places you already love to eat, shop, and play. Whether you're at the movies, on your weekly grocery trip, or running errands at your local mall, Volta EV charging stations are built around your day-to-day and located in your community and nationwide. All you have to do is check in, plug in, and go about your day. It's EV charging made convenient. Download the Volta app to find your new favorite place to charge.
It's Film Week on LAist 89.3. I'm Larry Mantle with Sammy Birch, the writer of the Oscar-nominated Best Original Screenplay for May, December, streaming on Netflix, directed by Todd Haynes and starring Julianne Moore, Natalie Portman, and Charles Melton. I mentioned at the opening of our conversation that you come from a Hollywood family. Your mother, Jackie Birch, was a casting director. So you grew up in her office, I understand, even reading sides with people who were coming in for audition.
Yes.
So that didn't scare you off of this business?
No, I guess not. I think it got into the blood too early. I was, very much Eloise in a casting audition office, which is a very strange place to be. If you've ever auditioned for anything, you can, the energy is not great.
Yeah. A lot of anxiety.
It's a distillation in a certain way of what LA can be in a more macro sense of this, you know, this longing, you know, that is varied, you know, for people. But it's such a fun area of making a movie. You know, it's very exciting, and every person I've known in my life, including very much my mom, they love casting, and there's nothing more exciting than when someone comes in and gives a great audition, and you know, you're getting to see this raw talent. It's cool.
And what led you to pursue screenwriting?
You know, I always wanted really to do that pretty young. I was writing plays in high school that I was, you know, directing with my friends in it. And I went to college for screenwriting. And I think I also just, you know, my father is someone who's very encyclopedic in his film knowledge. He came out here, you know, he was like one of these kids, like, obsessed with silent film and getting little.
I can relate to that.
Yeah.
What did he do in the business, or does he do?
It ranged. It was definitely ranged. He came out. He was more of an editor, and then he worked for a long time in development. He was writing some, and then he was producing some on his own. But for the predominant time of my childhood, he was working at development.
So you're hearing all his recounting of great films and history.
Oh, yeah.
And you were just immersed in that, it sounds like.
It was very much, you know, I can't speak, but I'm watching the Marx Brothers.
So it's the family business that you end up pursuing. Where'd you go to high school locally?
I went to Archer Girls School.
Yeah, Archer Academy, isn't it?
Archer
School, okay. We're talking with Sammy Birch, Oscar nominated for Best Original Screenplay for the Netflix streaming drama May December. Todd Haynes, the director, Natalie Portman, Julianne Moore, and Charles Melton are the stars. Were you disappointed that yours was the only role in the film that was Oscar nominated?
I mean, it's certainly bittersweet because we've become such a great team and family, this group of people. And it's, you know, Alex and I have been saying it feels like we're like the lone survivors of an expedition through the Oregon Trail. You know, we're the last ones standing, but it's, you know, I think their work speaks for itself and is so incredibly beautiful. And I'm so excited to see what Charles does next all of them.
And you get to represent the film, a film that you...
Exactly. It's an honor to represent it.
Yeah, that you're proud of, clearly. Yeah. How did you sell the script? You mentioned that Natalie Portman, who's an executive producer, took it to Todd Haynes. But how did you get it to her?
Well, the first very important domino of the miraculous way that happened was Jessica Elbaum and Will Ferrell, whose production company, Gloria Sanchez, they were the first producers involved. I wrote this before I had any representation, but I got signed with the manager and then it went out and Jessica and Will just got it from the first second. And so it was them to Natalie to Todd, and with Todd comes Christine Bechon and Pam Coffler and all his amazing collaborators.
So this is the script that got you representation.
Yes.
That gets you an Oscar nomination.
No, it's crazy. It's too much.
That is a wild story. Yeah, it's like no one else who wants to break into the film business should necessarily look at you as this is going to be their route.
It was wacky.
I have to ask you about a bit of controversy over the story, because Mary Kay Letourneau was dead, and this I know that her marriage was sort of the inspiration for the story that you tell here. Her ex-husband, Vili, said he was offended that he wasn't consulted. He said, "I'm alive. I essentially lived this story," and was upset that he wasn't contacted by anyone in the film. And I wonder, in hindsight, do you wish you would have contacted him? Is there a legal problem with having it contacted him? What was the thought in that?
For me, this was never intended to be a retelling. Just right from the beginning, it was not a rights issue at all. It was the element of the fact that this is a commentary on true crime, that there is a freedom that I felt was important that to not be accurately telling someone's story, which this is not.
So you would have felt limited by that, you think, if you would have talked with him?
Well, I think this would just be a very different movie. I mean, right from the very beginning, you know, the process of creating these characters and this plot and this world was not one of photocopy and changing around some, I mean, that wasn't the process. Like these are original characters that, you know, throughout this process, it's been interesting. I mean, of course there's, you know, real life inspirations, but it's, yes, I feel that it's my goal with this film was not a retelling, not a true crime biopic. Absolutely.
Thank you so much for coming in and talking about May December. Congratulations again on your Oscar nomination.
Thank you.
And we'll look forward to what comes from the future. I assume you have tremendous interest on future scripts, and all the best on that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Sammy Birch joining us, the screenwriter of May December. It's streaming on Netflix, directed by Todd Haynes, starring Julianne Moore, Natalie Portman, and Charles Melton. Birch is nominated for Best Original Screenplay. Thank you so much for joining us on Film Week. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll talk with you next week.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.